What if you could live and work in a planned community like Google? It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the second day of September. Thanks for being with us. More airline job cuts are coming. Remember when politicians were afraid of the national debt? Not anymore. Working from home, more companies adopt the long-term plan. Eviction due to COVID-19? Whoa, not quite yet. We've got the Wall Street Report, and is smaller better? Better ask Macy's. Those stories, plus a great conversation with Rachel Tranum, intern turned into a supervisor. You're going to love it.
Insight on Business The News Hour is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you once again, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can reach us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Living and working, it's sort of what we do. But what if you could do both in an idealistic setting? Well, that's exactly what Google hopes to create as they launch into a dramatic remodel of 40 acres in their hometown of Mountain View, California. The idea is to build a mixed-use center that includes housing, retail, and community gathering spaces in a town-like tech campus. Here are the details. It's called the Middlefield Park Master Plan, and it envisions a campus that includes up to 1.3 million square feet of office space, 30,000 square feet of retail-type use, and up to 1,850 housing units, and 20,000 square feet of civic and event space, as well as a 12 acres of open park-like areas. The city of Mountain View also requires developers to include residential space with large-scale commercial building. The company's project aims to dedicate 20% of its residential space to affordable housing units, much needed in that part of the world. While Google will retain ownership of the campus, most open spaces will be accessible to the public. It will include multiple parks, a recreation center that could be used for a soccer field, and an aquatic center. Today, United Airlines joined American Airlines in announcing job cuts. The carrier said it will cut over 16,000 jobs next month as the company shrinks operations in response to the steep decline in travel. United's reductions add to the 19,000 job cuts planned by American Airlines. Both carriers said the only thing that would avert the furloughs would be an extension of government aid to the industry that's been, well, it's all being debated right now in Washington. Last month, United notified 36,000 of its nearly 92,000 employees that their positions were at risk once the U.S. payroll support program ended. And now, half of those 36,000 employees, well, their jobs are going to be gone. While your debt may be shrinking because you're not spending as much going out or taking a vacation, the national debt is growing, and quickly. You know, once upon a time, the GOP was fiercely opposed to ballooning deficits, but not anymore. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the U.S. federal budget deficit will soar to a record $3.3 trillion this fiscal year, swelling government debt to a size bigger than the overall economy. You heard that right. Debt held by the public will reach $21.9 trillion for the fiscal year ending September of 2021, or equivalent to 104.4% of the gross domestic product. It's the largest projected deficit since World War II. Now, spending is just one side of the ledger. The resulting economic recession is also being reflected on the other side of the nation's fiscal ledger. Revenue is projected to fall to $3.3 trillion this year from almost $3.5 trillion last year. 18 major companies that have announced employees can work remotely for the long term, and they are growing. Many major companies remain remote as the coronavirus pandemic wears on, and plenty of those have no immediate plans to return to the office. Google extended its work-from-home policy by an entire year. Employees don't have to return to the company's San Francisco Bay Area campus until June of 2021. Uber and Airbnb have since made similar commitments. Meanwhile, outdoor retailer REI announced a plan to work remotely indefinitely and to sell the company's new and unused 8-acre campus. Zillow, Twitter, Square, and other companies also announced that employees can work from home indefinitely. Following the coronavirus pandemic, more than half of Americans want to continue working remotely, while two-thirds of companies may render their current work-from-home policies permanent. Welcome to the new world of work. Well, here's something that you may have missed. I know we did. Late yesterday, as temporary coronavirus-related eviction protections in several states had expired, the Trump administration announced a somewhat creative plan to stop most rental evictions through the end of the year. The White House issued an order through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that declared evictions during a pandemic are a national health hazard. The unprecedented order by the CDC came after a federal moratorium on evictions from properties with federally backed mortgages expired at the end of July. But, yeah, there is a but. While tenant advocates applauded the eviction action, most said the administration's move lacked the necessary financial relief for both tenants and landlords to keep them all from falling further into debt. For landlord assistance, administration officials pointed to leftover CARES Act funds as well as money from the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Community Development Block Grants. However, experts claim that much of that money is already gone. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, investors saw no bad news anywhere today, and Wall Street numbers shot up. The Dow rose today by a whopping 454 points, or 1.5%, to close at 29,100. The S&P 500 gained 54 points to end the day at 3580, and the NASDAQ was up 116 points to finish at 12,056. So what happened? Investors took profits from high-flying stocks and dived into stocks that had been beaten down over the past couple of months. Gainers in consumer staples and real estate, which tended to trail the broader market, they won today. U.S. private payrolls increased in August, but not at the level expected by economists. The official government numbers will be released on Friday morning. And finally, there is this. Is smaller better? Macy's has announced it will be leaving malls and creating much smaller stores off-site of the ever-emptying shopping centers. The department store chain is planning to test several smaller Macy's stores outside of malls, as well as a Bloomingdale's store off-mall. It's also still looking to grow its off-price business through Macy's Backstage. Back in February, before the pandemic, Macy's announced plans to shut 125 stores over the next 3 years. Betting on only the best malls will survive, Macy's believes it's best now to cut its losses in those shopping centers that are, yeah, struggling. Well, that's a wrap. Click ahead for a great conversation. I really mean this. This is a great conversation with Rachel Tranum. Just a few years ago, Rachel was a summer intern at Tarot International. This year, she's in charge of the company's marketing and communication efforts, and not only that, but this year, she supervised a crop of interns. According to her, those interns produced some really unexpected results. It's a great story. Click on through.